USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort was sentenced on Wednesday to a total of 81 months in prison in connection with his guilty plea related to foreign lobbying and witness tampering, a term he will serve including the 47-month sentence handed down in a separate case in Virginia last week. Former Department of Justice official John Yoo on the sentencing.
I think the sentence here was quite fair. I think Paul Manafort's defense attorney is not doing him a good turn by complaining about the judge. The judge could have sentenced him up to 10 years. He got less than 4 years here.
Actress Lori Loughlin is in police custody. She surrendered in Los Angeles to law enforcement in connection to the largest cheating scandal ever prosecuted in the United States. Loughlin and her husband are accused of paying around $500,000 in bribes to get their daughters into USC. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal wants to ground all Boeing 737 MAX airplanes. He says the United States should follow the lead from other countries.
There is no reason for American flyers to be less safe than China, Ethiopia, Argentina, Mexico, and now apparently the United Kingdom.
You can add Canada to that list as well, and the United States has said they're going to wait and see what comes about of the FAA investigation before making any decision. A man was arrested after allegedly stealing firearms from a Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives facility in West Virginia. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
Federal officials fear thousands of guns were stolen from an ATF facility in West Virginia. The case began when police searched Christopher Lee Yates' car and found a pistol. They ran a check and quickly determined the gun had been stolen. Officials are concerned it may have been an inside job.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A federal watchdog group clears President Trump's former Interior Secretary. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington.
Former Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's been cleared of trying to influence a special election in Pennsylvania. The Office of Special Counsel saying in a letter on Monday that it found no evidence Zinke violated the Hatch Act, which bars federal employees from using government resources for political purposes. Zinke telling CNN yesterday that false allegations can destroy the reputations of those who serve their country.
The keto diet was one of the most searched diets in 2018. Now, is the diet safer, though? There's been some conflicting reports. Well, Fox News had a chance to catch up with Dr. Oz, and he says the keto diet, it may not be all it's cracked up to be regarding your health.
Keto, paleo, these are the most searched diets on the internet.
Yeah.
We cover them on the show all the time. But it hasn't been studied well from a general health perspective. We know people lose weight. Especially some folks, if your body looks like a square or a brick, then you tend to lose weight on these diets because it changes your internal hormones. But this important study from the American College of Cardiology, one of the first of its kind, looked at 13,000 people who were not in this irregular heartbeat called AFib. And it found that when you had less carbohydrates in your diet, you seemed to have more atrial fibrillation.
And according to Dr. Oz, what that means is you're five times more likely to have a stroke. Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.